AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There are celebrations in the streets in the Gaza Strip now that Israel and Hamas have entered into a ceasefire, ending 11 days of war.
At the White House, President Joe Biden.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accepted an Egyptian proposal. Biden was hopeful that the page can be turned on a new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
At least 230 Palestinians and 12 people in Israel died in the rocket attacks and airstrikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At the UN General Assembly, President Volkan Bozkir says Gaza will need international support.
We must address critical humanitarian needs of the Palestinians.
The Department of Homeland Security, focusing on domestic terrorism, says it's going to ramp up its scrutiny of social media posting. More from our Sagar Magani.
Officials say they want to better monitor and respond to storylines gaining traction on social media that could incite violence. But civil rights advocates worry the move could undermine civil liberties, particularly in communities of color and among groups who've been the earlier focus of intensified surveillance.
CNN is reporting the Trump administration secretly obtained phone records from reporter Barbara Starr in 2017, apparently looking for information leaks. There was a police procession today across central Illinois where hundreds have paid their respects to fallen Champaign officer Chris Oberheim. He was killed in a shootout yesterday at an apartment complex. The suspect is also dead. Hurricane season 2021 is expected to be a busy one, but not as severe as 2020. Still, residents should prepare for 3 to 5 major hurricanes. This is AP News. The state of New York is trying to pick up a slowing rate of coronavirus vaccines.
It will start next week.
Vax and scratch.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says this is similar to what other states are doing.
You get a vaccination and you get a lottery ticket for the $5 million mega multiplier New York State lottery.
The governor says this is a situation where everyone wins.
You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
About 43% of New Yorkers are fully vaccinated. The state is also planning to set up pop-up vaccination sites at 7 airports. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal prosecutors say 18 electronic devices taken during raids last month on Rudy Giuliani's home and law firm in a probe of his dealings in Ukraine belong to the former mayor and to employees of his firm. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.